This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Nearly all of us are familiar with the image from The Wizard of Oz.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yet for the past several days, House Republicans have been publicly parting the curtain, starting with Baton Rouge Representative Steve Carter taking on his own party over the failure of the gasoline tax.
The language that was released by the party was not only castigating legislators of its own party who supported the bill, but in opposition, this is what's amazing, in opposition to raising the gas tax ever.
House Republicans Barry Ivey and Julie Stokes spoke out when they voluntarily deferred their tax reform bills in Senate committee.
Representative Stokes and myself have been pushing this large rock up a hill by ourselves, and there's just no wind at our back. There hasn't been any this entire session.
It's hard to watch Louisiana fall on its face, which is what I do believe you were seeing at the moment.
And then there was the House debate over Ruston Republican Rob Shadowin's bill to undedicate constitutionally protected funds. Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger helped Shadowin make his point.
I can't go anywhere without people telling me that all we have to do is undedicate everything and all will be right in the world.
I've heard the same arguments you've heard.
I'm sure there are some things in here that you believe are priorities and should be protected in every way possible.
Absolutely, I do.
However, it's almost like you have a hypothesis that you're testing, right?
Exactly.
Julie Stokes said she couldn't support the bill, but
I like what you're doing here, because I think that you're revealing the rhetoric that we are all participating in.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.